The 19th parak deals with all the halachas of Mila on Shabbos. And as is known, Mila is indeed Docha Shabbos if it's the 8th day after birth. So that is a Mila Bismano. That's when Mila can be done on Shabbos. Mishnah Aleph starts with the famous Machlokes. How much of the Mila can be Docha Shabbos? And what that means is, how about the preparations for the Mila? Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that even preparations that could have done done before Shabbos, still, because it's for the purpose of Mila, it can be done on Shabbos as well. Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im lo hevi kli merav Shabbos. If you didn't carry the kli, the scalpel that would be used for the Mila, if you didn't bring it before Shabbos, even if you're going to go through a Rishus HaRabim, which is an Isser Doraisa carrying, but it's the purpose of Mila, Mevio b'Shabbos Megula, you can carry it on Shabbos in a public demonstration, carry it with everyone watching, because you are showing how special Mila is, that you can even be Docha Shabbos carrying the scalpel on Shabbos, who b'sakana time that the non-Jews have decreed that we're not allowed to do mitzvahs, we're not allowed to do Mila, you still have to bring it, but mechasei opi edim, you should cover it up, but show edim before you carry it that the reason you're carrying is for Mila. If they have to testify in the future what you were carrying, they will testify you carried something that was permitted to carry on Shabbos, not something that you were carrying for your own need, that would be an Isser D'oraisa. V'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, if you don't have a knife, korsim etzim, you can even go all the way back in the preparations, you can cut down a tree and use the wood, lasas pechamim, to make charcoal, v'lasas kli barzel, and use that to make the scalpel. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the view, you can really prepare, you can do all the preparations that were possibly done before Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos if you need to. Indeed, we can go all the way back, even to cutting down trees. However, that's not how we paskin. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave a general principle, kol malacha she'esh al asosa me'erev Shabbos ein adol chesa Shabbos. Any malacha that you could have done from Erev Shabbos, you could have done on Friday. You could have made that scalpel on Friday. You could have carried it to the place that the Mila is. You didn't have to do that on Shabbos. So those preparations are not docha Shabbos. Only v'she'esh al asosa me'erev Shabbos, things that you could not have done before Shabbos, docha Shabbos, those are the things you can do on Shabbos. For example, Mishnah Beis, Osim Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. You can do what's necessary on Shabbos. We're going to talk about four different stages. Mohalim, the actual Mila, cutting the foreskin off, Uporin, folding back the membrane, Umotzitzin, drawing out the blood. That's number three. And number four, V'nostim Alah Isplanis V'Kamon, putting on the place where the Mila was done a bandage, and also crushed cumin that was used as a salve, as medicine, after the Mila. However, what if you didn't prepare that? Im lo shachak me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't crush the cumin before Shabbos, that would be an Isser D'oraisa of tchina, of grinding. So you can't do that on Shabbos. So what you have to do is do it in a shinoi way, in an unusual way. Lo es b'shina v'nosen, you should chew it in your teeth and apply it to where the Mila is. Accordingly, that would be a mucha way to do it specifically for the Mila. That you cannot grind it. That would be a d'oraisa. Im lo taraf yayin v'shemim erev Shabbos. Similarly, they used to put yayin, wine, and oil on the place where the Mila was as a salve as well. But if you didn't mix it together, beat it together before Shabbos, yinas and zeh be'asma v'zeh be'asma, put them on separately. They'll mix by themselves. Put them on one at a time. Ve'inosim lachalok lechatchila. You're not allowed to make on Shabbos the fitted bandage. You should have done that before Shabbos. But what happens if you didn't prepare the special bandage to put on the Mila? Aval korech alas martu, just wrap on it a regular cloth, because you can't make the fitted bandage anymore. What happens if you didn't bring it to the baby before Shabbos? Im lo hiskin mer Shabbos, you didn't bring the fitted bandage, you didn't bring a cloth before Shabbos, and we need that. Korech al etzbo, maybe what you should do it is in a shinoi way, wrap it around your finger and bring it on Shabbos. Don't put it in your pocket, but do it in an unusual way, like wrapping it around your finger. Fafilu mechatzar acheres, even if you're bringing it from a different chatzar, from a chatzar to chatzar, being nistered to Rabbanan typically, but for this purpose it would be permitted. Mishnah Gimel. There was a view at the time of Chazal that it's absolutely critical to wash the baby both before and after the Mila with warm water. Nowadays, that is not medically required. So accordingly, marchitzin esakatan ben lifnei hamila, ben la'achar mila, they wash the baby before and after the mila with warm water, mezalfin alav b'yad avol lo b'kli. However, when you wash the baby, we do it with a shinoi, we don't wash in a normal way. You sprinkle with your hand on the water onto the baby, but not with a vessel, not with a kli. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayir omer marchitzin et hakata biyom hashlishi shechalios b'Shabbes. Even on the third day, it's not even the day itself that you should wash with warm water, but the second day, and even the third day after the mila that falls on Shabbos, you also can wash with warm water. And shneimar, and we have a quasi proof for that, that even on the third day, it's a difficult time after a mila, vahiba yom shlishi b'yosam koavim. This is talking about Shimon and Levi when they went and attacked Shechem, the city of Shechem. It was on the third day after the mila, and they were still in pain. Times that we are not going to permit a mila to be done on Shabbos, even if it's on the eighth day, if a safek, a child, we don't know if the child was born in the eighth month or ninth month at the time of Chazal. A child born in the eighth month would likely not survive. So because we have a child that would likely not survive, you can't do the mila, even if it's the eighth day on Shabbos. The androgynous, and a baby who has signs of being both a male and female, because this baby is like a safek, it may be a female, and you don't have a mila then, a mechalalina lavas a Shabbos, you do not have that mila on Shabbos in either of those two cases. Rabbi Yehuda Matib androgynous, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, for an androgynous, because that is a baby that does have male organs as well, accordingly, you would do the mila. Mishnah Daled, Misha Yulashnei Tinokos, we are talking about, if you have two children that you have to do the mila on, and the mila again is only doche Shabbos when it's bismano on the eighth day. So now we have two children, echad lamul achar Shabbos, one child, the mila is supposed to be on Sunday, v'echad lamul b'Shabbos, and the other one is supposed to have the mila on Shabbos. So we have one on Shabbos, one on Sunday, v'shachach umalat shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you made a mistake, and you forgot, and you did the mila of the one that was supposed to be on Sunday, and you did that one on Shabbos. So it was on its seventh day. That's not a mitzvah at all. Chayiv, that is an isur d'oraisa. Person who does that b'shogeg is chayiv to bring a korban chatas. Echad lamul, a little bit different situation, or a very different situation. It's not that we have a Sunday and Shabbos bris, and we did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, but we have a Friday and Shabbos babies, one for Friday, one for Shabbos, and by mistake, we did the Friday one on Shabbos. So here, instead of doing it on the eighth day, it's the ninth day. So you're doing a mitzvah, but it's not supposed to be on Shabbos if it's not bismano, if it's not on the eighth day, and it's the ninth day. So echad lamul be'erev Shabbos, you have one to do the mila on Friday, ve'echad lamul b'Shabbos, and one to do the mila on Shabbos. Ve'shachach, again, by mistake, umal et shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the mila on the Friday baby on Shabbos, so it's his ninth day, not his eighth day. Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says that is a chiv of Chatas. It was Shogeg. You have to bring a korban. It's an Isser Doraisa because it's not its eighth day. So it's not Doche Shabbos. Even though you made a mistake, even though you did a mitzvah, you did a mila, but it's not on the right day. So it's not Doche Shabbos. You shouldn't have done that. Rabbi Yeshua Kota. Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, it's a mistake. But the bottom line in this situation is because you did a mitzvah. It was past the eighth day, it was on the ninth day, so it's a kosher mila, shouldn't have been on Shabbos, but we apply the klal that Rabbi Yeshua ascribes to Toad B'Dvar Mitzvah. If you made a mistake when doing a mitzvah, but you did a mitzvah in the end of the day, it's going to be potter, you're not going to have to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah Hay is going to talk about times that we can't do the mila on the eighth day, as we will see shortly. So akatan nimo lishmona, there are times, and the default is that the mila is going to be on the eighth day, but it's also going to be possible, letisha, ninth day, let asara, tenth day, alacharasar, 11th day, ushnemasar. So sometimes 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, but not before 8th and not thereafterward. So what are we talking about? Kedarkal Lishmona, no more circumstances, you're going to do the mila on the 8th day, even if it falls on Shabbos. However, Nola Lebena Shmashos, if that child was born, Bena Shmashos, twilight, so we're not sure which day it is. For example, it's after sunset on Sunday night, but it's before nighttime, which would be Monday. So we're going between Sunday and Monday. And we don't know if that, strictly speaking, it's Sunday or Monday. So it's after where halachically Sunday ends at sunset or nighttime. It's there's twilight there. So is it Sunday or is it Monday? If that baby indeed was born on Sunday, then the mila is going to be the next Sunday, is the eighth day. If it was Monday, then the mila is going to be the next Monday. So we have to push it off because of the suffix. We have to wait until the later of the 2 days. But indeed, because that later the 2 days, maybe that's the eighth day, but maybe it's also the ninth day. So Nima Letisha, we push off that. Is it a Sunday baby? Is it a Monday baby? We're going to push it off to Monday that maybe because it was a Sunday birth, that's the ninth day, because we're doing it on Monday. So that baby was born during twilight on Erev Shabbos on Friday. So we don't know if that baby was born on Friday or Saturday. So accordingly, we cannot do it the next week on Friday, because maybe that baby was really born on Shabbos. And we also can't do it on Shabbos because it's a suffix. Maybe the baby was born on Friday. So we have to push it off till Sunday, Nimul Asar, and maybe that's the 10th day, because if it was really a Friday birth, then that is going to be the 8th day after birth. And we're going to continue a similar vein. Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos Yishyantif is on Sunday, and we have that baby. We don't know if that baby was born on Friday or Shabbos, because it was born twilight between Friday and Shabbos. Nimol Acharasar, that's going to be, that meal is going to be on Monday, and that is the 11th day. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, if we have Rosh Hashanah that falls on Sunday and Monday, and we have that baby, same baby that was born either Friday or Shabbos, we don't know which, is during twilight. Nimol Ashnemasar, that Mila is going to be on Tuesday, which is indeed the 12th day. Now, truth be told, it could be that we're going to even have to wait longer than the 12th day after birth. If we have Katan Achola, if we have a child that is sick, Ein Mohalim Oso Achiavri, we don't do the Mila until the child has a Refuah Shlema. And as the Bartanura points out, there are times you're going to have to wait 7 full days after that child is feeling better. For example, if it was sick in its tired body, we're going to wait out a full 7 days. Mishnah Vav talks about how much of the foreskin has to be removed in order to have a kosher meal. This is talking about all the time, not only on Shabbos, but accordingly, if it's not going to be a kosher meal, if not enough was removed, you're going to have to continue on Shabbos. You're going to have to go back. If you left the mila, the moel is going to have to come back and continue. Mishnah Vav, Elo hen tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. These are the shreds of skin that prevent from having a kosher mila, and you have to redo it. Basar hachofa es rav ha'atara. If you have still enough of the foreskin that is covering up the majority of the corona, that's the elevated part on the membrane, that indeed is going to be ma'ak of the mila. So you have to cut more than the minority. You have to cut a majority of the skin away. And indeed, if that Shabbos and less than that was done, then you have to continue the mila. Ve'in ochel b'truma. If this is a kohen, this baby was a kohen, he's not permitted to eat truma, because a kohen without a mila is not permitted to eat truma. Ve'im haya balbas, or even if the foreskin is completely removed, but it's a fatty baby in that area and it doesn't look like there was a mila done, because people are going to think that there wasn't a mila, indeed, that is going to have to be fixed. Even though it's a totally kosher mila, but people are going to think that a mila was not done, indeed, the mohel should continue going and remove more. Malvlo paras a mila, indeed, if the first step that we talked about before, the mila was done, the cutting of the foreskin, but the peeling back of the membrane was not done, ki'ilu lo mal, it's as if there was not a mila, and indeed, you'd have to do both parts of it, not only the mila, but the priya as well, on Shabbos, each of them is a critical component of the mila.